Welcome back, 104.79 on your FM dial. This is Kid Critic in the morning. And I'm here with Boogity Boo.
Boogity Boo.
How are you today, Boogity?
I'm full of morning mischief.
Boogity Boo. It's February 14th. You know what that means? Getting laid day.
Ooh, dirty.
Glenn is here in the studio with us, so we have a pair of tits to look at.
Boogity Boogity Boobs.
Oh, you guys.
Women should be seen and not heard.
Next, they'll be running for president.
She's got a face for radio. All right, well, we're coming back at you with some callers here. It's Valentine's Day. We want to know what your favorite song is, so callers, call on in.
Hey, Kid Craddock, we got Terry on the line.
Terry, what's your favorite love song?
Well, I'm a girl who loves the classics, like that song Heaven from Bryan Adams. It's very romantic.
It's hard to believe you're in heaven.
Your life must be an abysmal hell. Isn't that right, Kid Critic?
Oh, my God, that song was gay. We got another caller on the line, Billy.
Well, I really like that song by Boyz II Men, I'll Make Love to You. I say that every night to my girlfriend before I go to bed.
Baby, all through the night, I'll make love to you like you want me to.
And I'll spooge in your eye.
What?
Baby, all night, I'm going to toss and turn and put it in your face. What? Who the hell are you guys?
Boogity Boogity Who?
I'm Disco Sneakers.
And I'm Robbie the Electrician.
And I'm here to kick ass and chew gum.
And we're all out of gum.
Prepare to die, motherfuckers.
Boogity Boogity Ow!
Food is not love.
Welcome to the only tarred cast that matters. Food is not love, starring Disco Sneakers and Robbie the Electrician.
Yo, turn your speakers up, adjust your iPod. We're getting suited up, turning our mics on. We're activated, food is not love. We're activated, food is not love, Robbie.
I got nothing. All this silence is really awkward. Wow.
Check out my hunky ass.
Food is not love.
Kiss my tart cast.
Food is not love.
Oh!
Go, 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 Obama!
Oh!
Hillary's dong is massive.
I'm gonna dunk and punch a clown with my foot!
Yeah.
Never judge a book by its cover.
Never cry over spilled milk.
A bone in my hand is worth two in the bush.
Don't count your chickens before they hatch.
I hate Aerosmith.
Yeah, me too. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Food Is Not Love, episode 13.
The tizzle.
Now that we're back.
Yeah.
After last week's debacle. Because we had a lot of technical difficulties
last
week.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Because our server is held together with fucking scotch tape.
Suck-o-matic.
Pod-o-matic is the host of our show. They actually host our feed, so we're going to be leaving Podomatic soon.
Yeah,
I'm announcing
pretty
much that right off the bat because fuck them right up the face.
Right. Yeah, well, we've moved everything over to the foodisnotlove.com server.
Yeah. So
our warehouse, our sanctum
now,
of data.
Now, will this site be up by the time this episode airs?
Or? I'm hoping to God that it will be.
Okay, but certainly that week.
Yes.
Okay, guys, just keep checking foodisnotlove.com.
I promise.
Oh, Jesus.
We're working
fuck,
hard.
Fuck, I hate Podomatic.
Yeah, they suck.
They just fuck with our sound. It's just
they fuck
terrible
with everything.
Yeah, so
they're like the government in our taxes. They're like in my money.
It's like hating your own record label.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Death Row.
Fuck you, Suck-O-Matic.
Suck my balls, Def Jam and Podomatic. But anyway,
yeah.
Let's get into your Valentine's Day.
Let's get into your Valentine's Day.
You want to get into my Valentine's Day?
Sure, why not?
I've been married for 10 years. We sat around and watched Mystery Science Theater.
That's really romantic.
Oh yeah, it was really hot. My Valentine's Day was sexy.
You didn't get any, like, edible underwear?
No, dude. Seriously, we just sat around watching it. We don't even celebrate. We don't even believe in love.
Oh.
Yeah. We don't even believe in humanity.
You're married on hate.
Yeah. You know what? We celebrated our lack of empathy.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
what
sweet
we did. We reveled in our malice.
Right.
What did you do?
Well, I went down to Florida.
Right.
And I hung out with Bree Danger.
Yes. Did you hit it yet?
Oh. I'm not going to talk about that.
Okay.
That's
a no.
Yeah. I have no comment. But anyway.
You guys did exchange gifts.
We did exchange gifts. We did something kind of fun. We were saying that it would be kind of amusing to get sort of like joke gifts, like kind of find the tackiest gift you could find and give it to each other. And I have something special planned for her up here because I wanted to do something nice.
Right.
And so she has...
Are you allowed to talk about what that is?
No, I'm not going to say it yet.
Okay.
But I'll let people know afterwards.
Bathhouse.
Yes, a bathhouse.
Right.
I'm taking her to a gay bathhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's romantic.
It is.
You're Sir sweetie.
John. No. So I went down there and she gave me a very nice present. I showed it to you. It was this really cute little picture frame that she kind of put.
Okay, little.
Yeah, it's
is
kind
not
of large.
Correct.
Okay.
It's a very big picture frame filled with pictures of Robbie and Bree Danger.
Yes, it's very cute. It's in black and white.
That's certainly the word I would use.
It says live, laugh, love. It's very nice.
In like calligraphy.
Adorable. Right.
Yeah. And but like black and white shots of you guys.
Right, right, yeah. It looks very nice.
Right.
So now as you can see, I've brought a bag.
Hold on,
of
you know
stuff.
What? Get Chloe in here too. She's right. You haven't shown this stuff to her, right?
Hey Chloe, come in here.
I gotta turn you know what, let me put on a song while we're waiting.
Okay.
Chloe to come in.
All right, here she is.
What's up?
You got your headphones
That's
on?
All pretty.
Right. I try to make music with my mouth. All right, so let me show you all. Now she went a little overboard, which is fine. It's very sweet of her. She went a little overboard first Valentine's Day. So let me kind of show you. Now, see, these are some fake gifts. I don't know what's wrong with me. But
seriously.
Yeah, I don't know. I got a little gas.
It's all that love is giving you gas.
It is. It is. Yeah. So I'm going to show some fake, you know, some cheesy gifts and some nice gifts. So let me just go through.
Let's
my
see if we
bag.
Can tell the difference.
Okay, yeah,
right.
Now, I'm
what
holding
is that
in my
object
hand.
You're holding? What the fuck is that?
I'm holding in my hand a really weird bouquet of fake flowers.
What
that,
the hell? Does it smell?
No, it has no scent.
Oh, God.
Is that her wedding bouquet?
It looks like a wedding bouquet. She got it from, I believe, CVS. So, real or fake?
I'm praying to Jesus.
With
it's
the price
fake.
Tag still on it.
Really? Yeah. How much was it?
$4.99.
Where'd she purchase it?
CVS.
Yeah.
CVS? Wow. Yeah. Big spender.
Yeah.
Cheesy.
So, yeah, that is a fake gift.
Okay.
Amusing, nonetheless.
I was amused.
Then we have a lip pop lollipop.
Is that for you to make out with when she's not around?
Yes. I put it on my butthole.
Yeah, that's a vagina pal.
It does. It looks like,
it's like a pocket pussy.
Lip, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Oh, you got a pocket pussy.
Wow.
Yeah, that was
that's
a
the companion you want in a long distance relationship.
Your honey pocket pussy.
Now, I am a fan of this, I must say, because I do love poker. She got me some poker chocolates, if you will, just like
nice.
The 10th.
And they say, you've won my heart.
Aww.
Oh, God damn it.
It was very sweet.
I come
Made
in
by
studio.
Palmer chocolate.
This is psychologically raping me.
I'm going to vomit. Just a little bit.
Now, I will say I do like this. This is a little book she got. It's called The Little Book of Love. And it has little excerpts.
Is your dick in that bag?
It has little excerpts of just little things that people have read.
Oh, why don't you read them all? Oh, here we go. Chloe, please read them.
Well, you know.
This
is the one. This might be the
something.
One segment where your lisping is entirely appropriate.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, just pick something random and just read from it.
That.
It's cute. It's a nice little book. I read a couple of passages.
Yeah. Let's do love.
Is it poems?
It's a mixture of mixed media.
Mixed media?
There's videos in there. Some flash movies.
Go ahead, Chloe. Read the poem.
It's called Love's Philosophy.
Yay.
The fountains mingle with the river. And the rivers with the ocean. The winds of heaven mix forever with a sweet emotion. Nothing in the world is single. All things by a law divine. In one another's being mingle. Why not I with thine? See the mountains kiss high heaven.
It's like Trent Reznor lyrics.
And the waves clasp one another. No sister flower would be forgiven.
You make this all go away. I wear this crown of shit. Oh, can I read one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, yeah, pass the
book over
there.
I can't
wait. Nice catch.
Yeah, thank you. I'm athletic.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. This one's called...
You're at Ken Griffey Jr.
I showed her heights.
That sounds bad already.
Yeah. All right. Does anybody want to use the medicine drum?
Yeah, kick the drum over here. Okay. I totally can't reach that. Oh, can reach it. Oh.
Oh, did
why
I,
are we why are we playing medicine drums?
Did
soccer?
I trample your paper flowers?
They're special because they're from her. Don't be mean.
Yeah, he's not.
Except
kidding.
He's serious. Yeah.
What Valentine's did you get?
None of your fucking business, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, in your face. So yeah. I showed her heights.
Semen isn't a present.
Okay, punctuated that by hitting the drum. Okay, I showed her heights. Oh, by Emily Dickinson. Mm. I showed her heights she never saw. Wouldn'st. Is wouldn'st a word?
Yes.
Wouldn'st climb, I said. She said, not so. With me, I said, with me? It's like Bjork lyrics. I said, hi. Sorry, weird reference.
I wish people could see you doing what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. I showed her secrets, morning nest, the rope the knights were to put across, and now wouldn't have me for a guest? Huh. Should
in my pants.
She could not find her. Yes. And then I mean seriously, that's a sentence. She could not find her. Yes. She could not find her. Yes. And then I break my life, and lo, a light for her did solemn glow. Sam, I am. Bring me green eggs and ham.
Easy.
Okay. The larger as her face withdrew, and could she say further? No.
Oh, she turned him down.
Oh, Emily Dickinson.
Robbie, danger, love.
Yeah. Here's your Emily Dickinson poem, Robbie Dickless.
Toss it.
What's next in your... What's your neck?
There's
your,
a big bag
in your bag
treat.
Of gay.
Right?
Oh, there's another picture.
A little picture frame just of her and I with a little personalized message.
Okay, you've been together for 8 days. How many pictures have you taken?
8 days? You seriously, like, do you guys go to, like, the Sears?
Yeah. We got our portraits.
Okay,
done.
I got to ask you something. Let me hold that for a second.
Wait, give me.
Yeah, hold on.
I have to read what it says around the frame.
That's why I want to get it, because that's what it says on the frame that she got him.
Did you see the back?
Oh, no. You have not. Okay, go ahead. Read what it says on the back.
You
of the
have
picture.
Not only taught me what love is, you have showed me. I love you. What?
I think she left a couple words off.
I love you.
Boo Boo Bear?
Something. Everything. Oh, I love you with everything I have.
This is like watching the movie Dead Poets Society.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rob and Brie, and there's little hearts.
Yes.
Look at that. Like little herpes on the frame.
Oh, the herpes.
Oh, love is gross. Oh, God. What the hell is he pulling? What the hell is
this
that?
This is just a little photo album. She's big on photos, so she likes it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You are a guy.
Right.
And the cover of the photo album. See, I'm allowed to say this. You can get mad at me all you want.
Sure, yeah.
Is two heart, transparent hearts where presumably pictures of you and Brie
right,
go to.
Right, yeah, that'd be right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Young love.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you threatened me right now, I would not be scared.
It's okay. And then finally, a
underwear. There we go. Now we're getting to the goods. Yeah.
Can you put those on right now?
Put them on right now. Come on. I'll take pictures and put them up on the website.
Please.
Go ahead.
No. Please.
No.
Hold on. Can I take a picture of the underwear, though?
Yes.
Okay.
I really want to see
I'm going to post this
on
foodisnotlove.com
awesome.
Right now. Hold on.
They are red. They're boxes that says Lucky in Love and have little red shamrocks.
I really want to see you in those.
Yeah. I know you do.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Those are some
I understand.
Sexy drawers you got there, sir.
Yeah. So that's about it. So, you know, she treated me well.
That was cute.
That's not about it. There's more shit in the bag.
Is there more stuff in the
bag? There is more
Pull it
stuff
out, sir.
In
don't
the
hold,
bag.
No, don't hold back.
It's just gonna. The segment was gonna take a while if I just didn't.
Rubber ducks,
little bath ducks.
Okay, now let me ask you: are those his and her rubber duckies?
Yeah.
Did you get his and her rubber duckies?
Pretty much. Yeah.
What are you trying to hide?
Nothing.
Yeah, he's hiding something.
I'm not hiding anything.
Yeah. Take the bag from him.
No. Can I read the card?
Yeah. Read the card. Read the card. Can I read it like?
No.
Please, come on.
Can I read it like Emily Dickinson?
No. No, we're not reading the card.
Brie wants you to shout your love from the highest fucking mountain. So
yeah.
I think the card should be read.
I'm not reading the card from your tits.
No, I can read the card. Not from your tits.
You said highest mountain.
No. His word association skills are just crazy.
Yep.
Well, we have to clean the gay out of the room. Aww. So we're going to cut to a commercial.
Let's get a witch doctor in here. Stats.
It's like an exorcism. We'll be right back. Hey guys, Disco here. Just reminding you to check out foodisnotlove.com. There is plenty of content to explore. One of these examples is the Danger Cave. Girls, are you really curious about your sexuality? Or Robbie's sexuality? Of what it's like when warm bodies push up against each other and make something very, very Caucasian? And ultimately, it'd be like fucking a pair of khakis.
Okay, that's enough!
Check out foodisnotlove.com. Wait, did you just get text by her?
Yes.
What does it say?
It just said, I love you and I miss you.
Did you cry?
It said, wouldn't it be nice if we could speak now?
Wouldn't it be nice if we...
Well, anyway, guys.
Wanna be back on?
The room's been stunned by your love.
Yes.
But anyway, speaking of love, it's not even a good segue, but speaking of fun...
Yeah.
You put food in there.
Oh, yeah, I put my foot in the bowl. All right, so anyway, my favorite sci-fi show is a show called Firefly. And Chloe and I did like a marathon of it just recently, all 13 episodes.
It was like crack.
It was so good. And we're going to speak to Ron Glass, who played Shepard Book in Joss Whedon's Firefly, which subsequently became the movie Serenity. You see what I'm wearing?
I do. Your Fruity Oaty bar.
Yeah, which is it's a commercial in the movie Serenity.
You know what?
Best movie ever.
Super nerd.
I'm kind of hungry. I think I'm just gonna go to Waffle House.
What? We're in the middle of taping.
You're gonna go to Waffle House now.
What do I care?
Oh, because we're doing an interview. He's suddenly hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's gonna go read his book of love over some waffles and eggs.
Yeah, and cry.
Sounds like a better use of my time.
Into his chili.
All right. Well.
Wow.
Bye bye.
Peace out. Okay. All right. Well, our next guest played Detective Ron Harris in the iconic TV show of the 70s, Barney Miller.
Love that show.
But in my heart, he's most famous for playing Shepard Book in Joss Whedon's Firefly and Serenity. I'm going to talk to Ron Glass. I'm so nervous.
Yay.
Yay.
Hello.
Hi, Ron Glass.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you.
Okay, now, in the mainstream, you're probably most famous for playing Detective Ron Harris in Barney Miller. But now you're sort of like this sci-fi cult hero. How does that bode for your career? I mean, you have like people wait in line to talk to you.
Well, you know, I'm happy about that. They could be waiting in line to see me in some less respectable places. So, yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's cool. You know, I get to travel around the world and meet all these great fans. And, you know, it's been a real unexpected surprise and a fun one.
Now, were you familiar with Joss Whedon's work before you signed on to do Firefly?
I have to tell the truth and say no.
But I imagine now you're a big fan.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I still don't know a lot about, you know, Buffy and Angel and the movie stuff that he's done and so forth, but I'm certainly a big fan of him. You know, he's a great guy, incredibly talented and bright and supportive and helpful and all those things, you know, that you want a director producer to be.
He's also a very incredible writer.
We'll throw that in. You know, just for the heck of it.
Yeah, why not? he kind of writes a little bit, too.
Yeah, strange you would bring that up.
In Firefly, you played the preacher character. But in the series, we kind of, as the audience, get clued in that you have sort of a darker past. Did Joss clue you in as to what that past was before you played Shepard?
No, he didn't.
But now there's a comic book where we get your backstory.
Yeah. And I'm still very limited in what I can tell you, although, he's told me more than I can tell you.
Damn you, Ron Glass. Is Shepard your favorite role that you've played? Because you have your resume is really long.
Well, you know what? From a certain perspective, it's definitely my favorite. But I would say overall, it would be probably, I think, kind of disrespectful of me not to claim Sergeant Harris as my favorite.
Sure. I'm reading between the lines, Ron Glass.
Book comes in a really, really close second.
Now, in Evansville, Indiana, where you grew up, what was your nickname, Mr. Glass?
Everybody called me Mr. Glass, even as a kid.
I read someplace that you were called Big G. I do my homework, sir.
Yeah, I used to get that in high school. I was pretty athletic, you know, so but it was also a really small school. So, you know, I mean, you didn't have to be really great to be Big G, you know, it was kind of like really great in kind of like, you know, the people say that they can. I had a friend who used to always talk about the fact that he could move really fast in fast company.
Yeah.
I moved really fast in slow company.
Now, what did the G stand for?
Glass.
Big Glass.
Well, Big G, you know, it's just a little nickname. Come on.
Well, we were debating whether or not it was a euphemism.
You know what? Currently, there's a talk radio show here in L.A. where they're always talking about, when they talk about sports guys, they say that they're a big G, you know, and I'm wondering if that means a big guy.
You're the original G, sir. Now, you're traveling all over the country in different cons and whatnot. Are you doing one soon?
Actually, I think the next thing I do is either in March or April. I think I go back to Australia.
Well, I was at a con, and I'll tell you that the Shepard Book bust statue is selling more than Tribbles. And that's big news. So, Big G, even on the sci-fi front, you kick Captain Kirk's ass.
Wow, man. Wow. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that.
In Atlanta, anyway.
Well, hey, you know what? I mean, that's the hub, right?
I think so. It's where I live. And that's all that counts. Well, Ron, thank you so much for coming on our show. And like I said before, it's an honor to speak to you. And I'm a huge fan of you and Joss and Firefly and Serenity. And, of course, Barney Miller.
Well, Doug, thank you so much. It was a pleasure spending some time with you and your fans. And, you know, a happy, grateful shout-out to all of your listeners.
Thank you so much, sir.
Take good care of yourself.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out.
Dude, you just missed the best fucking interview ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You did. You know what? You're going to hear the show back.
You know what? You just missed the best interview I just ever had with Hash Brown.
But anyway, how fucking cool is Ron Glass? And you know what? I got through that whole interview without even mentioning he was in the Black Odd Couple.
How did you not do that?
I know. I didn't even bring it up.
Was he scattered well?
Like your hash browns?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Not that interesting then.
Did you bring your Book of Love with you?
Yeah, the Book of Love's right here.
From Florida?
Yeah.
Awesome. Can you leave it here?
Yeah, I can leave it here. Yeah, we can keep it in the studio.
I think you knew that was coming.
Yeah, I know.
What else happened on your Valentine's Day?
I mean, you just want to know what we did?
Yeah.
Well, we played
not the dirty stuff.
Right.
I want to know the dirty stuff.
I know you do.
I imagine it being very vanilla and very like a local experience.
Oh.
No, because they're all in love. It's not like hot. It's like, you know, like, you know. No, you're just going to clam up.
Yeah, look at him. Look at him. Look at him.
I just have a big grin on my face. What can I say? No, we just cooked dinner. We stayed in. We made some sort of like shrimp pasta Alfredo dish thing. And
I don't care about that.
I know you
what happened after dinner?
You know, we just you know, did stuff in the place that we were at for a while. That was about it.
All right, so what else did you do? You had dinner?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that was about it. I mean,
Where were you again? Oh, you were in Tallahassee,
right,
Florida.
I was in Tallahassee, huh?
Right.
It was cold here for a couple of days. What was it like?
Yeah, it was
there?
Snowing it was, when you were gone.
Yeah, it's
was
snow
it really?
Yeah. It's snow flurried, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was watching the weather down there just to kind of see, you know, what things were like because I had people call me and they were saying it was really cold here. I was like, really? I didn't even know it snowed. And the funniest shit on the local news, for whatever reason, they have fucking Guidos doing the weather. Like
in Florida?
Yeah, like I don't know, like for example, it was like the local NBC affiliate, this guy who looks like the dude from Snatch. You ever seen Snatch?
Yeah,
what's that
movie.
Guy's name?
I don't remember the character.
Dennis Farina.
Okay.
Yeah, the guy's on Law and Order, the you know, the white haired dude who's
clearly
got a fake and baked tan. Yeah, like this guy comes on, he's like, hey, yeah, and like you see the lower third come up and says, hey, my name is Tony Pescarelli and I got your weather over here. And you know, it's gonna be sunny and cloudy, or else. I was like, oh wow, that's really weird. And then the weirdest thing is, like,
mentioned today, there's a 60% chance of racial tension,
right? And then, like, you know, we were driving around the city, you know, a lot, and I was just, you know, listening to local radio. They're everywhere. Like the guy doing the traffic,
the Italians,
like,
in Florida. Yeah,
he's like, hey, this is
why Rudy Giuliani like tried to you know, corner his whole campaign in there.
He's like, this is Jimmy the Blade. This is with your traffic. The I-9's backed up for a while, but you know, if you slip someone a 50, you'll be able to get through up on the shoulder. Like, it's so weird. I don't know what's wrong with that place.
Next time you go out there, you gotta tape some of that stuff.
I should. I really was trying to get a good camera phone picture, but I couldn't get it.
So we gotta tape it and just play it on the show.
Yeah.
It'd be fucking great.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let's get to news.
Yay.
Yay.
Bah.
It's time for Our World in Peril, featuring our speech-impaired producer, Chloe Jones. Brought to you by FINL News, covering the apocalypse as it happens.
It's the final countdown!
Our world in peril.
On speech day now.
The final countdown!
I just want to hear the news. Why are we waiting?
Yeah.
I had to prepare.
How long does it take you to prepare, though?
Well, but I didn't really get a chance to read it.
You're sitting there by the keyboard, the fucking highlighter.
Yeah, but I didn't. But I'm like trying just to skim it.
Well, you remember how she uses the highlighter? Like the whole page gets highlighted.
Yeah, I know.
She may as well have Paul Bunyan's highlighter.
It's like colorblind braille.
Right.
Shut up.
All right, what do you got for us?
Hold on. Before she starts, I got to open Mike Revelle, my smokeless ashtray.
Okay.
Wait.
Oh, he's annoying the shit out of me.
Mike Revelle sounds like the Predator.
A little bit. Yeah. Listen. Yeah, it kind of does. Okay, what's the first story, Chloe Jones?
For the first time in more than four decades...
You will be prepared one day.
I will be prepared. The killings in Newark have stopped.
Wait, what killings?
There has been at least two murders a week in Newark, New Jersey, in the past four decades.
Wait, that means the population of New Jersey is only going to grow.
Isn't that... Wait. I thought the governor of New Jersey was using that as a... population control technique here from China.
Yeah.
They actually
Is that Christine Whitman's territory?
No, I don't think she's governor anymore.
You know, if the slant eyes, you know, they keep the population down by stabbing a couple of, you know, gook children, especially the gals, in an early age, you know, that's how they keep the population down.
I don't
know
that New Jersey has a huge Asian population.
No. What I'm saying is I'm the governor of New Jersey. My name is...
He's going to make it up.
My name is Tony Rabico.
I love how he just jumps off the cliff and he's like, I'm going to land one way or another.
I'm Tony Rabico. I'm the mayor of, I'm the governor of New Jersey. And what we do here is we take after China because, you know, we owe a lot of money to China. We, you know, the United States
of America. New Jersey owes a lot of money to China?
No. The United States of America owes a lot of money to China, you know, because they're bailing us out for the war. So, you know, what we did was, you know, we thought that, hey, if they're good enough to lend us money, they're good enough to, you know, learn something from us.
You know,
so,
be really good if Robbie actually read like a newspaper.
That would be wonderful.
<That'd> be <great.
laughs>
So basically what we did was we stab like the Chinese do with the two girls because, you know, your firstborn has to be a guy over in China. It's a good idea, bada bing. And, you know, basically we have to stab two people a week over here. That's population control. We use the body for... you know, to make the grass.
You know, I was
nice.
Homesick before this bit started, and now I'm not in the least bit at all.
No. Well, but are you just made a comparison to New York and New Jersey?
Because they migrate, don't they?
Who wants a soft pretzel on the side of the road over here? They're really tasty. The mustard's like, brown.
Yeah, the people from New Jersey, they migrate, you know.
Yeah, but.
Like fucking fruit bats.
They do.
They do.
All right, so what now? So, like, okay, so the murders have stopped?
Yep.
That's a shame.
No. You said that this has happened every week, every month, every what?
Every week for Jesus the past Christ. 4 decades, there have been at least 2 murders.
That sucks. I was counting on those. All right,
so
murders.
Wait, I'm breaking out the danger calculator real quick. Hang on one sec.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
Okay. There's 52 weeks.
Robbie
in
Danger's
a year
gonna do math now.
Times 4 killings. Wait. How many killings?
Oh,
a week?
Wait a minute. Okay, it's 2 killings a week over the last few years.
Few.
Chloe yeah. Jones.
From about 2000. but okay. This is the first time in 4 decades that,
according to her highlighted paragraph,
yeah, it's the first time in 4 decades that Newark has gone 33 consecutive days without a murder.
Why is it a great statistic? That should be awesome. On. You know how they have like population 5,240 in like small towns. They should have like that sign when you enter Newark. 33 consecutive days without a murder.
Well, they did have a billboard up. The billboard, they're now taking it down. The billboard against the highway said, "Help wanted, stop the killings in Newark now." That was beautiful.
I make music with my burps.
Damn. Sweet, sweet music.
Is that how you've romanced Brie?
Yes.
I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
I burped her. I had the time of my life when I first met her.
Oh.
Okay. It's funny because that's how I hear it in my head when the song comes on regularly. What's the next story?
Bobby Cutts Jr.
Bobby the Cutts. Yeah. I heard it. Yeah, you know, I actually heard the story.
You read a piece of news all by yourself.
You heard it on the radio.
I'm sorry, Highlighter Jones. What was that? Yeah. I heard Bobby the Cutts. He got life.
You know, it'd be great if she came in and read the news, like in just a yellow neon outfit. We wouldn't even see her. She'd
I would
like,
buy
camouflage
that for her
in her own pile of news.
Can I buy that for you? Will you wear
she'd
that?
She'd be invisible.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, anyway, yeah, Bobby the Cuts, he's found guilty.
He's like a walking guilty techno song. Like, behold my yellow splendor. Sorry.
Yeah, I heard
go ahead. Yeah. Thanks for leaving me out to dry, people. Thanks.
I don't care. I heard that they're waiting to do the sentencing, but they're asking for the death penalty. Is that right?
He's got it. There's a couple of things on the table.
Free Bobby Cutts.
Death penalty is one. Free Bobby Cutts.
Bobby Cutts did not do that. That woman deserved it.
Do you remember who he is?
No.
I didn't think so.
I'm Tony Pendleretti, the governor of New Jersey, and I ask you to free Bobby Cutts. He was just finishing an initiative
actually,
I started 40 years
you'd
ago.
Have the, you'd have the authority to pardon him.
Well, he's in a different state. I don't have that authority.
Yeah, Bobby Cutts is from Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
The he's governor of Ohio is a douchebag. He's my brother.
Yeah, way to reach out to another governor.
Yeah.
Governor.
Hey, Ohio, suck it.
Ooh. So, yeah, sentencing for Bobby Cutts is going to start February 25th, and he will either face 25 years to life with the possibility of parole, 30 years to life with the possibility of parole,
possibility,
or life without parole, or the death penalty.
Her consonants are like a Russian taxi cab driver's name.
What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
It means they have no vowels in their names, much like the way you pronounce words.
Yes, just saying.
Bobby the Cutts.
I like how you've completely changed his name.
All right, what's the next story?
So what about this new shooting now at Northern Illinois University?
It's unbelievable. I've been watching the news the last couple of days, and it just...
It's like
know.
An... Yeah, it really is a trend now. Just going out shooting schools.
It's what did he kill? 20... He shot,
well, he
21
shot 21.
Let's see who can make comedy out of this.
No pressure.
Yeah, really. No. I mean, he shot, what, 21 people? I think... Is it 5 or 6 are dead?
5 are dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably and, 6 by the time this gets broadcast. There's a bunch of critical conditions.
Oh, are they?
Well, yeah.
Well, the craziest thing is, you know, they talked to the professors that, you know, he had. He was like a really good student. He was like, I think he was an honor level, like, sociology student.
Yep.
Is that right?
Exactly.
And, the guy was, I don't know. I mean,
he was smart.
He was smart. He was well liked among his peers. His classmates thought he was like a really
now,
good
did they
guy.
Ever did they ever expose why he snapped? Or
no.
Nobody knows yet.
Well, no. The only thing that they had a police chief on, you know, at the news at the press conference, and
Commissioner Gordon.
He had indicated that several weeks before the shootings, he had gone off some medication, but he wouldn't specify what the medication was or what it
was
for.
He was on medication. I'm sorry, doing an actor's reenactment.
Oh, okay.
I'm just reenacting.
Right.
Go ahead.
But yeah, so they wouldn't specify what it was, but he had 4 guns on him.
Four guns!
I thought he had 5 guns.
5 guns.
easy. I know he had a shotgun, and I know he had, well, at least I recall it was a shotgun and 3 pistols. He had a 6-hour, a Glock, and something else.
He had a 7-hour Glock.
What is that?
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
I don't know. I was just following what you guys were saying.
But yeah,
I'm like every other actor, just a monkey with a mic.
Oh, you're right. 4 guns.
4 guns.
He had 4 guns.
Yeah. So yeah,
thank you, Commissioner Gordon.
Right. Yeah, I really don't know what to say. I mean, it's a very weird trend that we're seeing in.
It's horrible.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, let's move on to the next story. This is depressing me.
Yeah, a little bit.
I know you know. Do you know who the Naked Cowboy is?
Wait, yeah, first of all, okay. You see, you're pointing, you know, nobody. You're
yeah,
not
I know
really
who the
visually
Naked Cowboy
communicating
is.
That to anybody.
What I like most about the Naked Cowboy is that he sells ad space on his ass and shit. Did you know that?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he
yeah.
does.
Yeah.
So what about on the Naked Cowboy?
Anyway, let me explain to the audience what you mean by that. The Naked Cowboy is a guy in New York City, usually right in front of that triangle in Times Square, playing an acoustic guitar. Who's not really naked. He just like kind of a well-built guy with briefs
false
on.
False advertising.
Yeah, he has briefs on. And he's
and a cowboy hat.
And a cowboy hat. And he just sings stupid songs, but he sells like ad space on his butt.
Doesn't he have a chin dildo as well that he wears?
You could be making that up.
You are making that up.
Yeah.
Although false. I did see a naked guy, well, a guy in underwear walking through the city once who whipped a dildo out of his panties.
Out of his panties?
Was that the guy you banged in Staten Island?
Oh.
I'm asking questions. I'm a curious soul.
He's an investigative reporter.
Exactly.
Didn't you guys do it on the trash?
Did you guys bang
we
on
the
dumpster?
Dump. Yeah, yeah, we went to the. We actually went to. We climbed the top of the Staten Island dump,
aka the Motel 6.
It was very romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Staten Island doesn't have hotels, they just have dumps.
That's kind of true.
Could I get the king size dump?
Ew.
Ew, you fucked in the mall parking lot, didn't you? In the Staten Island Mall. Because I'm thinking about it. I'm like, that's the only
place. Are we
place.
Homeless? Like, why would we have to fuck in the mall parking lot?
Right on the McDonald's.
It happened in Staten Island. It couldn't happen any place clean.
Right on the McDonald's wrappers.
Oh,
he was throwing ketchup packets right. on your head.
Fucking busted an empty beer can right on your forehead.
He's like, yeah, oh, in the dump. Well, I would just...
I'm really disappointed that this is what you think of me, by the way.
We're speculating.
This is what we think of people who have
fucking
sex in
Staten Island.
Island.
Right.
Yeah. We are Borg.
New
What's the next story?
I didn't even get to know the first
Staten Island is
hey,
like...
you know what I mean? You know, it'd just be great if you could get to the story, because, you know...
Well, for all of you guys at home, Staten Island is New Jersey's armpit, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about. And Chloe had sex there. In Jersey's armpit. Okay, next story, Chloe Jones.
Well, can I finish the story about the Naked Cowboy?
Oh, yeah, sure. I just thought you were telling us there was a Naked Cowboy.
Right.
No, he is...
Yay, there's a Naked Cowboy! And he has 4 guns! Sorry, 5 guns!
4 guns.
4 guns, what you said.
Right.
Yeah.
No, he is suing...
I'm a commissioner of hearsay.
He is suing Mars Corporation, the makers, you know, of M&M's.
Yeah, why?
Because they used, they had a video billboard up of an M&M in underwear and a cowboy hat.
Yeah, no, you know what? Let me tell you something. He will win that suit because Tom Waits made a lot of his money. Why are you mocking me with your finger? Tom Waits made a lot of his money suing people. And one of them is like Frito-Lay or something like that, actually had just a cartoon likeness of him doing his kind of Tom Waits, hey, baby, baby thing, right. My chips. He fucking got millions from that. So the Naked Cowboy stands to make a lot of money.
Well, he's so well known, he probably has his image trademarked or something.
I would imagine that's true.
He does have his image trademarked. And they are also talking about how Vanna White won a lawsuit against some company that had Samsung.
I report the news, but I'm learning it. Just I'm learning it with the audience.
Vanna White suits Samsung because she looks like a TV.
Right, because they used a robot Vanna White likeness without her permission,
she
won.
Robot.
So
yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah,
that was redundant.
Yeah, are you ready to talk about politics?
I bet her snatch looks like a pumpkin.
Hold on. You know what? I forgot to cue the fuck the sound effect.
Well, do you want
to talk about politics? It's time to talk about politics.
You want to talk about politics?
Hell sure. Yeah, let's talk about politics.
Okay.
You know what? Can I interject here before we start with
no.
politics? Yeah, actually, I have to. Okay? Missy, who's the fucking boss? All right? Shush. Anyway.
Don't look at me for help.
So, politics, right? We've gotten a lot of emails about how we talk about Barack Obama. No, let's be serious. We could be serious for a minute about this. And I just want to say that according to CNN's numbers, we've officially alienated 41% of our audience plus superdelegates. But but it's true. But, you know, I am actually now part of his campaign.
I know. That's amazing. I'm very proud of
you. I have phone bank for Barack Obama. And next week we're taking off the show because I have to go to Ohio to canvass for Barack Obama.
Pretty cool.
But no offense to the Hillary Clinton supporters. Right. We love you too.
Sure.
You know
what I heard?
And the Latinos, who I've heard on the news, don't really like my candidate that much.
No.
I'm just reporting what I learned on the news. But what were you going to say, Rob?
I heard that if Hillary doesn't win the election, a divorce is in the works.
You read that in the Inquirer, first of all.
The Weekly World News.
That is true.
No, he read that in the Inquirer.
No, I actually read that in the Inquirer. Yeah.
Yeah, he told me the story.
No, my favorite two stories from the Inquirer and like the Sun this week. The other one was that Barack Obama is involved with a love triangle between Stedman, Oprah, and Obama.
He took a picture of that cover and he sent it to my phone, and that's the screensaver of my phone.
Nice.
Yeah, the Barack Obama.
Yeah, he's totally doing Oprah. Thing.
Yeah.
That's gross.
He's got her legs over her head.
Oh, no.
No, he's hitting it from the back.
Stop.
Yeah, definitely.
Stop.
I bet the back looks like the front.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
She's probably so vain.
Oh.
She had herself cloned and glued herself back to back.
She has plastic surgery on her ass to make Oprah look like she's coming and going.
Michelle Obama on Larry King, when he asked her about Oprah, she didn't mention Stedman. She mentioned Gail.
This is really funny. We're watching the Michelle Obama interview with Larry King on CNN, 9 o'clock.
Right.
And Michelle Obama says, you know, Larry King asked about how Oprah's going to be used on the stump.
Uh-huh.
And Larry says, are you friends with Oprah Winfrey? She says, yeah, we've actually become quite close. You know, we love her. We love Gail.
Oh, yeah.
No mention of Stedman.
No mention of
I'll tell you what it is.
Her beard.
Stedman?
Her wig, as it were.
Stedman is a stunt cock. That's all he is.
No, she's a lesbian. Come on. And she
wants you to know. She's not even hiding it.
No,
she's not. I'm just saying Stedman is her stunt cock. Like, yeah. she needs a dick every so often.
I don't even think that's true. I don't think she needs a penis at all.
Why are you looking at me like that when you say that?
I didn't look at you at all.
You gave me the danger eye.
I did.
And I don't appreciate it.
I saw that too.
I did give you the danger eye, baby.
What are you saying?
Yeah, where are you going with the danger eye?
Nothing.
Okay.
You got afraid of her for a minute. I saw her face.
No, I didn't get afraid. I just didn't want to talk about the Goodyear.
There's nothing to fear but Chloe herself.
What is the next topic of the news?
So Mike Huckabee, despite pressure from the GOP, is not backing down.
No, he's not.
I make miracles. Nope. I don't make math. I make miracles.
Yeah, he's running his whole campaign on faith.
He looks like a pound puppy. Do you guys remember that?
Oh, yeah, he does.
He's so cute.
I really do like Mike Huckabee. I think he's a very likable person.
He's very likable. You know what? I think he's one step away from Scientology, to be quite honest.
Yeah, he's like he doesn't believe in anything.
No, real. He doesn't believe in gravity.
No.
Uh-uh.
I think Jeffrey Toobin said it best when he said, Mike Huckabee doesn't believe in evolution, photosynthesis.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know, he seems like a very nice man, but he's extremely conservative.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's quoted as saying, I think it would be a great disservice to the country and to my own party to just give up and quit because it looks like, you know, the numbers are trending toward John McCain.
Right. Trending toward.
Yeah.
John McCain has all but won that nomination.
Didn't Bush just back McCain?
Yeah, that'll work for him.
Yeah.
Really well, yeah. Mm-hmm. The way I look at it is,
I like that bone fish. He looks like a good candidate.
The way I see it is whoever wins, a Democrat's going to the White House. John McCain is no conservative.
Mike Huckabee, he's like one of those little tiny toy dinosaurs you give your kid. He's extinct but cute.
He's extinct but cute.
I mean, seriously, he's a conservative who doesn't believe in evolution. That's like a Republican who believes abortion's right. I just blew your mind with an idea.
With not making any sense.
Yeah, because most conservatives.
When does Bush ever make sense?
Right, that's true.
Celery. I heard that Celery Clinton is running for office, and I think she's going to win because she's healthy.
Nice save.
You like that?
Nice.
You like that?
Yeah, that was nice.
It came out of nowhere.
Go ahead, ma'am. What's the next story?
Hillary is sharpening her attacks against Obama. Did you
I
hear
swear
the
you,
things
I thought
that
you were
going to
say
saying?
She was sharpening her penis.
That too.
It sounded exactly like that's where she was going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's really pulling out the big guns. She's quoted as saying, "My opponent says he'll take on special interests. Well, he told people he stood up to the nuclear industry and passed a bill against them, but he actually let the nuclear industry water down his bill, and the bill never actually passed."
Let me translate
Barack Obama,
that.
Go ahead, you translate that.
He's black. And a guy.
Yeah. Barack Obama's response this morning was, "Hillary Clinton has no right to point the finger because she's taken more money from lobbyists than Democrats or Republicans."
Yep.
But I will be objective reporting this piece by saying that although Barack Obama does not take money from lobbyists, he does take money from bundlers, which is like 4 or 5 steps from lobbyists.
Right.
So, see, Hillary Clinton people, I'm fair.
I don't think you should be fair.
She's got a dick.
Yeah.
I think she could go fuck herself.
Right.
She's got a penis.
She's also
I'm like, here, Rob. Spike. See how that works? Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
She's also attacking him on his
We're like Karch Karai.
What's that?
Karch Karai is like this really famous volleyball player on like the men's 2v2 circuit or whatever.
Yeah.
Why do you know that?
I used to watch men's volleyball when I get bored.
No, and you watch golf sometimes, don't you?
I do. I watch the weirdest shit. You know what I watch? Like This Old House. You know what I'm talking about? I love watching like just the weirdest, like boring shit when I'm just, I don't know, it's like a Saturday afternoon, I got nothing better to do.
His TV habits are those of like those women who get so big they can't leave the house.
Right.
That they're fused
totally,
to the couch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you have to surgically graft the skin away from my leg to get off the couch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yuck.
What's on Nip Tuck?
Yeah, well, Hillary is also attacking Obama on his ability to deliver rhetoric. And she's saying there's a big difference between us.
I am saying you can't talk right. You don't look right. You don't talk right. Your skin color's wrong. I'm Hillary Clinton. Vote for me. I'm celery.
Well, that's been her speech for a while now, that I'm the candidate of substance and he's the blah, blah, blah windbag.
Right.
You know, but you know what? I believed she did it one time. You know that. I used to call him the college girl's candidate.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
So, but no, but, you know, she's wrong.
Yeah. McCain is also using that against him.
What the fuck is on my foot?
Yep.
What's on your foot?
Ew, it's like some green goo.
I told you to put your penis away, Rob. Ew, don't fling it at me.
I shot that shit on your breast, son.
Yeah, ew, you got like green goo on your cleavage.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
All right, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
I said John McCain is actually attacking Obama.
You got booger cleavage now.
Booger?
Oh, it just fell down your shirt.
It did not.
No, it did.
You just wanted her to play with her titty in front of you. That's vile.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. So John McCain's a bonefish?
You're the girl in the room.
I never would have known unless, you know, you pointed it out to me.
So I'm sorry, what were you saying?
John McCain is also now attacking Obama on his rhetoric.
The thing about John McCain, which kills me, is that every time he makes a joke, he's like that retarded frat boy who every time, like, you know, like he was like the cut up of the class, but never funny. Mm-hmm. You know, like the teacher drops some papers, he's like, "Good job!"
Right. And he claps like the retards when you give him cake. Here's some cake.
Yeah. I can't stand that. Seriously,
wanna
I can't
go bowling?
Stand him.
Yes!
Aww.
Right. I love that John McCain's like, "I'm the one with military experience."
Bitch, you got captured. That means you lost.
Exactly. Exactly.
You lost, dude. What the fuck are you talking about? Hey, I know how to get captured and lose. Yeah, right. We all do. Thanks.
I know how to be a prisoner.
I know how to be a pussy.
Pussy.
Yeah, he's a pussy of war.
Poor guy, like, survived, like, an MIA camp. And,
yeah.
You know, I'll say captured. I go this far,
you know,
and you
what?
Go, nope.
I'll take it all the way across. Like, come on. Come at me, bonefish. Come at me.
I would love to know how you would react being captured.
I'd take it in the ass and die quickly. There's no way I would live. No.
Okay, next story.
Awkward. Hey, could you hurry up over there? I know the big words are hard for you, you know, because, you know, you're not that smart with the words. But why don't you try to read them, because we're doing the news. I kind of feel like time has passed me by. Much like the 80s in you.
Much like the 80s in you.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but, you know, it probably is insulting.
Go ahead.
In Bangkok, Thailand.
You said cock. Sorry.
For Valentine's Day.
Oh, don't they bind the children and throw them at each other in silk?
That's actually how my wife and I spent Valentine's Day.
Oh, nice.
You told me to share.
Yeah, you really
Why don't
open
you share
there.
Some more?
Oh, yeah, totally.
All right, so Bangkok, China, Valentine's
Day. We take
Day.
Kids from the Walmart. We just, like, toss into each other like little balls. It's fun. It's
very
good
romantic.
Stuff.
Cool.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. Well, because polls showed in Thailand that teens were way more inclined to have sex on Valentine's Day, they did this whole stop sex. So police were, like, spread out to the motels, the malls, the parks.
You know what that means? They have too many people.
I love that there was a planned assault on sex. I love that.
There was.
Well, you know, they have to put priorities on things, you know, like the, you know, the lead-based paints and the soccer balls and, you know.
First of all, there's love or sex in Thailand.
Thailand is, like, really famous for their whole reputation as, like, the world's sex industry.
Yeah. I thought that was Spain.
I think it's both.
Yeah. No. Oh, no. Actually, no. Spain are people who fuck a lot, and Thailand makes the toys they fuck with,
yeah.
I think is what is happening.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you just make that up just
now? No, no. That's true. It's true.
I don't believe
Spain,
you.
No, Spain. If you look on, like, those polls.
They call,
like,
them the conquistadors of fuck.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's true.
That's actually my other rock band. That's what I did before I joined Tancredo.
Yeah, it was his former band.
The conquistadors of fuck.
But it was like F, you know, O, umlauts, K.
Right.
There's umlauts in Spanish?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Just go with it.
Okay.
Yeah. The Spanish are like, it's a Motley Crue. Oh, yeah. That's it. They don't know what the umlaut is.
There's a fucked up woman in Tennessee after the tornadoes.
Right.
There's a website called wishuponahero.com, and it's asking for help for people that were affected, you know, lost their homes, lost their family, you know, through the tornadoes last week. So this woman put
it's all very
up,
sad.
And it's really sad, but she put up
I was having
an
a really
ad.
Good time before you started the story.
I'm sorry.
Is this Tipper Gore?
Tipper Gore put up this ad saying, Tennessee tornadoes took everything, including my mother. And she was asking for money. She was saying that her brother and her kids and, you know, her husband are now homeless, and she lost her mother in the tornadoes. And they found out it was a total scam because she was just trying to get money. And a few years ago, she scammed people out of money because she said that she had cancer and $600,000 in medical bills.
Good Lord.
That she couldn't afford to pay.
That's disgusting.
It's really disgusting.
That's something gypsies would do.
Yep.
It is, though. Seriously.
You know, it is. I'm not joking.
Yeah, neither am I.
Yeah. I'm tired of calling you a gypsy. I'm bored with it.
There are real gypsies out there that are a problem.
Yeah.
You're just kind of a faux gypsy.
I know. No,
but you're still
I agree
a problem, but, you know, but you're not a real gypsy.
You break my heart, Mr. Belante. That's not
Mr.
Nice.
Sneakers now.
Oh, yeah. Is it officially Mr.
Yeah,
Sneakers?
I changed my name. Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
I'm not talking about it, but yeah, that's my name. I'm not giving an official statement as to why.
Oh. No, nothing ever good came from Tennessee, so.
No, I agree.
Or gypsies.
No.
Right.
A moose fell from the sky in Alaska.
That's the best story I've ever
heard. All right, let's get comfortable. A moose fell from the sky in Alaska.
It's a sign, eh? It's a sign of Moose Day and the god of Moose Day.
It's coming.
Moose Day is coming. It's 2 weeks away.
His name is Moose Tatafakla.
I think it was a delivery for the Canadians, and it might have landed in the wrong
The great moose
area.
God of Saskatchewan. Moose Kulakakara.
Right.
He has thrown the moose from the sky, eh?
Now, explain the story. How'd this happen? Yeah, that's a terrible Canadian accent.
I don't like it.
Go to hell, eh? Nova Scotia. Where Moose Day happened.
Just Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
Salmon.
In Anchorage, Alaska.
Syrup.
A state trooper was driving down the road, and something fell from the sky, landed on his truck, bounced off the hood of his truck. And at first he thought it was like a falling rock because he was driving through the mountains. It turns out it was a falling moose that it was really windy that day and moose got scared and fell off a cliff and landed on this guy's
whoa,
truck.
Whoa, 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 Rocky!
Wow. You illustrated that very well.
Thank you. I think I broke my mic.
This should be a video cast.
Yeah, it really should.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Rob and I have just been taking pictures with our cameras to post on the website.
Oh,
now that we could do that.
Our new website. I'm so excited about our new website.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Let's go to a commercial that talks about just that.
We'll be right back. Hey everyone, this is Robbie, and just wanted you to check out the all-new foodisnotlove.com. We have a bunch of new content like Disco's Corner, where you can read about everything that Disco does during his week. It's terribly interesting. Things like how he plans for the show, or how he writes music, or these new ideas that he comes up with. It couldn't be gayer. So come on and check out his corner.
Did you say could be gayer?
Yep, nice.
Okay, so we're back.
A sex-starved woman in Poland could be jailed after making 700 calls to emergency services, local army headquarters, and the town council demanding a man for sex.
Holy shit.
700 phone calls.
Give that woman a cock. Yeah. I just need to be dick.
That was that your really bad Polish accent?
Yes, yes.
I have dropped my pussy. Polish, right?
I need Scud Missile and vagina.
Sometimes his impressions are like, you know how like they cast Sean Connery as like all different ethnicities? Like Sean Connery as a Russian submarine operator. Oh, come on, we have to get the Red October to go. Sean Connery is an Irish cop. You know? They put one of ours in a hospital, we put one of theirs in a morgue. It's like the same accent. It's like the same thing.
Oh, Rob, he's attacking you.
I'm not attacking Rob.
Like you.
I'm just saying sometimes
was my Peter Weller RoboCop.
Right, there you go. Yeah. Wait, do Peter Weller RoboCop again?
I don't like you.
That sounded just like a Polish woman. See?
And John Edwards. Aww. Your phone's going off over there in the corner.
Who could that be?
I don't know. Let's find
out. Who could that be on the romance line?
Well, hey, honey.
The whole world is going to collectively vomit.
How you doing, honey? Hang on. I'm going to try to put the phone up a little bit so that everybody can hear.
You know what Rob's doing lately now when you call?
Yeah, he puts you on speakerphone with Bray, right?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
So what are you doing, honey?
I love you.
Aw, I miss you too.
It's been 37 minutes.
You know,
since our last conversation.
You know, the gypsy's just bitter because no one's missing her.
Oh, you don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. Yeah, no. She's been, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, I don't know that she's been getting around, apparently. So. Yeah. Oh.
God.
Well, everything's going really well. I think it
just my dick just crawled up into my stomach.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Disco, he's not feeling so good. Chloe just...
You know that
she's licking her own tit in front of us. It's really weird. I don't know why she would do that.
Remember that scene in Stan?
I know. It is awkward. She puts syrup on it. It's weird. She just carries maple syrup with her wherever she goes. I don't know why she does it.
Hi, honey.
I know. All right, baby. Well, I'll talk to you a little later.
Did you just get sex advice from Bree Danger?
Apparently. All
right, baby.
Wow.
Love you, bye.
He's been dessert fucking her.
Aww.
Wow.
So you have...
I miss my mom.
You have some dudes that I don't know about, Chloe.
I love the fact that the two of you think you know everything about
me. I just made shit up just then.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going along.
We do know everything about you.
You don't.
We know about the horsehair wig.
Yeah, that we do.
You laugh. Yeah. You laugh nervously because we know it's true.
Yeah. There's no wig.
We know about your pooping habits because we have the webcam in your toilet.
Yeah,
we know
seriously.
About the Thai girls.
No corn for you.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Stop eating peanuts. They don't digest.
Stop
no,
it!
They
please
don't.
Stop it. That's so fucking gross.
Hey, you know what? It's your poop.
There's no alligators in this city to eat your poop.
Oh, all right. So did you hear the rumors that last month Britney Spears got married in Mexico to, what's his name, Adnan?
I've been ignoring all news of Britney.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're not helping me.
I'm sorry. We need gossip.
We were gossiping about your poop before
well,
you interrupted us.
I don't
with Britney
poop,
bullshit.
So,
you don't poop?
No.
Yeah, no.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
apparently
weird.
Talcum powder comes out of a boob.
Stop it, please. Stop it, please. Please.
You, okay, look. Wait. Let me stop.
You know how there's certain things.
No.
You know how there's certain things that are just like off the table, like what happened on Valentine's Day, maybe.
Oh shit!
Just go. Hang on. Let's address
what
one thing
didn't
at a time.
Happen.
Let's address something one at a time. Okay.
Okay.
Now we don't know if she has an anus or not. Okay?
No, we do not.
So it is, it is unscrupulous of us to assume that she doesn't poop.
How dare you? How dare you talk about my poop?
I just think it's
you
disgusting.
You don't understand. It is against the rules and off limits. I am the Queen of England. I don't talk about this. I make Febreze come out of my bum bum.
I pee lemon-scented Dawn. Yeah, we're pretty much going to talk about whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Did you just lay a rule down on me?
I didn't just lay a rule down on you. I just let you know what's going to happen.
Right.
It's kind of like most of your dates when they're like up front. They're like, hey, this is what's going to happen at the end of the day. Boom, boom, bang, bang. You know what I mean?
And the next thing you know, you're on your back in Staten Island.
Getting plowed on a McDonald's
hamburger
wrapper.
I mean, hypothetical. Why are you looking at me like that? Okay, somebody say something quick.
Well, let's get on to the next story.
Yes.
Amy Winehouse is planning on giving Blake, her boyfriend that's incarcerated, one of her Grammy Awards. And she wants him to keep it with him in his jail cell.
And let me ask you a question. Now, has she made it back into the country? Because the last time we heard about her, she was
being
held in Sweden.
They gave her a visa. No, they did give her a visa, but she didn't think she had enough time to come in and prepare for her performance. They beamed it by a satellite, yada, yada, yada.
Okay.
By the way, not that I'm being biased, Barack Obama won a Grammy. Yay!
He won two, didn't he?
He might have won two. I saw one. But he beat Bill Clinton in Best Spoken Word Album. For his audiobook of Audacity of Hope, he won a Grammy.
Nice.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
He's my favorite candidate now.
He's a Grammy-winning candidate. Yeah. How many Grammys have you won, Hillary Clinton?
It's our last story, and it's a little bit sad.
Aww.
Oh, you can end us on a down note?
I am.
Oh,
I
for
am,
fuck's
because
sake.
Because I don't want it to get lost in the rest of the news.
Tell it.
Roy Scheider, the actor from Jaws, passed away.
Aww.
Yeah.
Famous for the line, we're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah.
Oh, and smile, you son of a bitch. That's my favorite line of Jaws.
Smile, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, I stole it.
How did he die? How did he die?
They're not saying how he died. He was 75. He was being treated for melanoma.
Okay.
The hospital didn't release, like, actually what
That's
happened.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's really sad.
All right, you bumming me out. So listen, we're going to do a contest now, really quick, where you will win... Oh, we have great prizes. Only the best for our listeners. The DVD that I actually edited a review on for another page. I posted it on our website. He masturbated to it.
He masturbates everything.
Yeah, but there was reason for this.
Mind your business. So the DVD is Bring It On, I guess, four. In It to Win It. Yeah, that's a prize and a half.
Straight to DVD.
And to devalue it a little bit more. Well, the three of us are going to sign it, even though we had nothing to do with the making of the film.
Awesome.
Didn't you learn the dance moves?
Oh, okay. Well, let's explain what we mean by that.
Uh-huh.
The bonus feature in this classic is you get to learn the cheers with the guy who choreographed it. I understand he was like a football player or something, which makes him a little fruity.
Why is he a gay football player?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why does it matter, Rob?
Yeah. So, but yeah, I learned the cheers.
Because
I did.
You know what? I don't want to learn dance from a straight dude. I want to learn dance from a gay dude, because gay dudes know how to dance.
I can dance, and I'm not gay at all.
Well.
Whatever.
Right. Right. Yeah. Thanks. So anyway, so I'm going to give you the questions for the, you know, who can answer all of these questions or the closest to them.
Okay.
All right. If you're going to come up with anything, you go ahead. But my first question is, what is our studio called?
I have no idea.
You don't even know what our studio is?
I know what it's called.
Or what our crew is called, or what our studio is called.
Oh, okay. Now I know what you're talking about.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Now, here's a bonus question. If you could tell us why it's called that, this would be impossible. There might be one person that might know this.
His name might rhyme with Pike.
It might rhyme with Hada.
Hada.
Right.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could tell us why... Our crew in our studio is called this. I'll even give you the t-shirt I'm wearing in our new music video that's coming out. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Look at me. But no one's going to get that right. But anyway, that's question number one.
Are you going to wash it first?
No. It needs to have sweat.
It's going to have, yeah. It's gonna
the
have
scent of disco sneakers.
Put your musk on it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, any other questions we're going to ask? Actually, that should be the only question, I think.
Yeah,
that's complicated enough. But if you get the bonus question, holy shit.
Are you really going to give away your t-shirt?
Yes. If someone gets the bonus question,
I will force him to send it out.
Yeah, definitely.
I will hogtie him.
Right.
It's a one-of-a-kind, too, actually. You can vouch for that. That shirt's a one of a kind.
Yeah.
That was made for the video.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So.
Somebody out there is going to be making it a pillowcase.
So, let's see. What else do we have to talk about? Oh, another thing. We're leaving Podomatic. We have to mention this again. We're leaving the server that hosts our show soon.
We're just getting a lot of traffic, and they seem to be down and up and doing all sorts of crazy shit, and I'm kind of tired of them.
And they also kind of manipulate the sound of our show in a way that makes me crazy, because we spend a lot of time mixing it and stuff, and then when I hear it on their end, I'm like, what the flying fuck?
From a nerdy technical aspect, I can't stand them. So we're migrating everything to our own server.
We're going
to
host it ourselves.
We're moving our RSS
Sisters
feed.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm not gay at all. Go ahead.
we're moving everything to our own thing. Foodisnotlove.com will be brand new. You will see all the good stuff, and you will see all the effort that I have put into making this website.
Oh, there's so much content and everything, but you already know
that.
And
it'll actually be up now.
Yes.
Yeah, look at that. Yes. Crazy talk. That's insane talk.
Don't sass me, horsehair.
Oh, snap.
Listen, Jufro, next time you want a fucking haircut.
Hey, you know what? At least it's real. Fucking start calling you Lex Luthor.
She was talking about your mom. Before.
Oh. You were talking about my mama?
Yeah.
No, I love your mom.
No, you weren't.
She was stepping on your sneakers and
oh,
shit.
Oh, no, so you weren't. Yeah.
Why are you starting shit?
Them shits were $100, 108 with tax.
Whoa.
Why are you starting shit?
I don't know.
So anyway, new website is up. We got our trivia question. We're going to have a super fan. We have two super fans already.
Oh, up on the site.
Right up
on
the site.
Super Fan
yep.
Gallery, the one we announced last month, and the Legacy.
Exactly.
And we're doing something special for the next one, but don't announce
it. Yeah,
yet.
I won't say anything about it. We have our blogs up there. We have all of our video content and our soon-to-be music videos coming.
Our mailing list.
Join the mailing list to
find
out.
From the site.
Join the mailing list from the site.
Wait, you know what? In fact, let's just stop by because usually people fast forward to this part. So you know what? We'll wait for you. Foodisnotlove.com. Just go there now. We'll wait.
Let's see. What's on the table for next week?
Well, first I want to thank my guest, Ron Glass.
Oh, I love Ron Glass.
Yay, Ron.
Robbie, who hates the interview.
Yeah.
I am proud to announce that that my microphone has fallen. I am proud to announce next week is the return of Dungeon of Rock.
Yay!
Featuring Andy Chernoff from the fucking first punk rock band in New York City called the Dictators.
From Brooklyn.
Brooklyn! He's from Queens, but he lives in Brooklyn now.
Okay.
Brooklyn! So, that's what's next week. But thank you for joining us this week on Food Is Not Love. Say goodbye, people.
Bye, people.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye, babies. You're looking so good. You're really sweet. Listening to me in your earphones. You're really, really
I'm
going to
blow dart you. Shut up.
And your smile is beautiful.
Stop.